News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVL. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Evans. Happy New Year, everyone. We're kicking off the first week of the new year with a conversation with Travis Campbell. Travis Campbell is the Economic Development Director for Uinta County, also the Public Information Officer. There's a lot of exciting things that have been happening in 2024 in Uinta County. And beginning 2025, we kind of want to look forward of some projects and some activities that are happening with Uinta County. Travis Campbell, welcome to the KVL studios.
Thanks for having me. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Now, with the new year, we have new elected officials. Could you tell us a little bit about the elected officials?
Yeah, it seems like a long time ago, but the election was only a couple months ago.
And it does seem longer than that, doesn't it?
It does, but we did elect two new elected officials. Danette Brooks, who's going to be our new county assessor, who is replacing Barbara Simper, who was in that position for almost 20 years, and Willis Lefevre, who's going to be one of our new commissioners. He's one of the three. The other two weren't up for election, but Commissioner Brad Horrocks was retiring, and so we'll have Willis Lefevre as our new commissioner.
We've also had John Sturmer that has left as the county deputy attorney, which handled all of Uinta County's legal affairs.
Yeah, right? And he wasn't elected, but yeah, he just left to go into private practice. So I think we're in good hands with his replacement with our new deputy attorney. But yeah, John will be missed. He did a lot of good things and was really important. So
very heavily involved.
We're a little upset at him still. It's still kind of fresh, but we'll forgive him.
So newly elected officials, what about the Uinta Railway? We had John Sturmer, speaking of John, on the air with us to talk about the Supreme Court hearing that happened in December and what his perception was because he attended it. And from every indication that I've received, both from him, he was very careful how he said it. He said, I would rather be on our side than the other side. Mm-hmm. But from all of the articles that I've read, it looks very, very positive for the railway going forward.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's kind of the tough position we're in now is we don't know. Anybody can go back and listen to those arguments from early December. They're on just supremecourt.gov. That's the Supreme Court's website. But you can pull those up, listen, and try and infer what the justices were thinking, where they're going to side. But I mean, really, nobody knows until they give the opinion, hopefully this spring. But the fact that they heard the case, I think, is telling that they wanted to hear it and rule on what the circuit court had decided a few months before. I think I've always taken that as a positive, that's a good sign to get those permits back and really help that rail move forward. I mean, we can talk about all the economic benefits for oil and gas and agriculture and manufacturing and everything that would be so important to have that rail, to have that infrastructure here in the basin. But it also is the Supreme Court hearing the case could set new precedent for NEPA, the federal law that kind of guides that decision making with federal agencies and public land and infrastructure projects. And so I think that's the other thing that a lot of folks outside of Utah are waiting to hear is that decision and how that affects NEPA going forward really throughout the country.
With the prospect of a railway coming in and you being the economic development director of Uinta County, that has to be a challenge, not having a railway, having an airport or a seaport. That has to be a challenge when we're trying to encourage outside enterprise or commerce to come into the area. Does it not? Light manufacturing, it's almost impossible.
Yeah, I think if you look probably throughout the country, we're probably one of the larger communities that doesn't have railway. And so this would be huge economically. Again, it would be really big for the oil and gas industry, which I think that's the obvious, reason to have the rail, but also, like I mentioned, agriculture that could change our ag industry here in the basin. Manufacturing, it has to make sense to get that raw material in and, a finished good out. And it just, it is tough when you've got the two lane highway to move that quantity of material that you would need to make that.
I would see that it would help our economic diversity here in Uinta County.
Absolutely.
Over the long run. It might take a little bit of time.
Yeah, and since I've been in my role, we talk about diversifying our economy often, and we talk about that a lot, and this would be, this would just be an obvious way to do that, and it's that infrastructure we're just lacking, and we've been lacking, that if we can get that, if we can get over that hurdle with the federal government and the permits there, then I think that's that's going to open the door for a lot of opportunities.
Uinta County has been very active in acquiring grants for the benefit of our community. Tell us a little bit about your grant program and the people that you have working there.
Yeah, the county does have a grants department. We've got a grants administrator who is very effective at her job in not only identifying state and federal grants and where we could utilize that funding, but really getting the applications to be approved so that you can be awarded the grant and then administering those grants. I think it's often said when you're talking, whether it's state or federal funding, there are strings attached. There are rules that we must follow. And so having a good grant administrator there to help make sure that we're compliant and we're in line is really important to ensuring that we the grants we've been approved for, we keep those and then we can be approved in the future. And so yeah, the county grants department does a great job. They're very effective. And grants are unique because some grants are one-time funding for a single project. Other grants are more kind of ongoing multi-year funding opportunities. So understanding each grant, the ins and outs, the reporting requirements, all of that's, it is really important. And right now the county grants department has about 40 grants that they're administering, which if you're in the grants world, that's a big number because of all the work that goes into each grant.
I didn't realize there was that many, 40?
Yeah, so she's working on 40 right now. And again, in that world, that's a big number because when you look at the dollar amount, that's about $16 million that has come back to Uinta County, whether that's state or federal grant dollars. That's $16 million that we've brought back. And so yeah, the grants office is really important, and they do a lot. Again, if it's just like a one-time funding opportunity or the ongoing funding, they've been able to really stretch that and do a lot with those different grants. If you look at the assets that come out of these different grants, I think people is probably one I'd put at the top of the list, because again, some of these grants are ongoing funding opportunities for entire departments. So offices like the Public Defender's Office or Victim Advocacy, the Children's Justice Center, those are all funded through various grants, mm-hmm. and they just wouldn't be there. We wouldn't have the funding if we didn't have this grant money coming in. So really good resources, good services that are all available because of these grants.
And those are grant money that the public really doesn't see. We just take advantage. Mm-hmm. We just take for granted those services, correct?
Yeah. And having that system there, that grants office there is really vital to making sure we have that. But then you also get the other, the equipment, the grants that you can acquire new equipment for, you know, like the roads department with semi trucks or some belly dumps, road graders, things like that. For those one-time grants that we've been able to get over this past year, the remodel at Western Park, some of that was grant funded to make those improvements. Things like the restrooms at Moonshine Arch, if you're a hiker, you probably see those improvements. Again, grant funded search and rescue equipment, and then just general infrastructure projects kind of throughout the county. Vernal City is also very effective at their grant writing and mm-hmm. securing grants. And so you got to give them a good nod because they're able to do a lot with their downtown revitalization efforts. They've been able to acquire a lot of different funding from the state and the federal government, and the county's trying to work with Vernal City. We've been able to find and identify certain grants that are available only to counties and able to get some of that funding and help Vernal City with what they're doing with downtown. Airport's another partnership that the county has with Vernal City, and we've been able to get some different grants to help make some improvements up with utilities. We just got one a couple weeks ago, got the approval letter that we've got a state grant for some utility work, which isn't a sexy, you know, kind of project, but it's needed. So some new water lines and things like that will help grow the work over at the airport and what they, you know, the folks they service and what they can do.
Right.
Which
and it
really
also
important.
Helps for the growth of the airport as well.
Exactly.
Another multi-jurisdictional grant that you've been working on together with Vernal City has been the Urban Trails. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, the county's been pretty involved in that conversation about trails, whether they're recreation trails or urban trails. But the Community Development Office at Uinta County is always a leading voice in that conversation. They host the monthly Dino Trails Committee, which is a group of citizens who come together and talk about these issues and try and give some direction to efforts and identifying where trails could be. One grant that we're focusing on now is called the RAISE Grant. So this is a kind of a multi-jurisdictional effort between Uinta County, Vernal City, Ballard City, the Ute Tribe, and then Duchesne County and some of their municipalities to get some of this funding to develop urban trails or paved trails mm-hmm. that connect different neighborhoods or town centers. And this would focus on transit stops. So with that kind of first last mile from a transit stop, so anywhere there's a BTA bus stop, we could look at developing these walking trails or these urban trails, which would be a big project because it is that multi-jurisdictional application. So we're hoping to have that application for the 2025 grant cycle. But yeah, we're working on that with not only Vernal City, but all the others in the basin as well.
So a lot of the grants that you're working on don't stop on the calendar year 2024. They begin in 2024 and they extend into 2025 and 25 into 26. Mm-hmm. But would you say that we're moving forward as a community in a positive way?
Absolutely. I think there's always work to do, but I think if you look back at not only 2024, but the past few years and the improvements and the efforts that's been made, the collaboration, we're definitely moving in the right direction.
If the railroad passes and starts construction, there will be a greater demand on our infrastructure here in Uinta County and Duchesne County, specifically in Ballard. I would think that they would be impacted the most. Are we ready for that kind of economic impact that would come to our area?
Yeah, I think there definitely would be huge economic impact and there would be growth. And I think we're in a good position now that we do have some time because we are still waiting on the court, but then there's also the couple years of construction till the rail is complete. But one of the other efforts in my office that we just kicked off is a general plan update, updating the county's general plan and specifically the economic development section of that plan. I think it's really important to your point to make sure that we are prepared not only for the rail, but by taking on this task and really getting a lot of public involvement from, the residents, from the business community, from different local organizations on where do we want to be in the next 10, 15, 20 mm-hmm. years and taking that information today and implementing it into a plan so that we get to where we want to be so that we are prepared and we are ready. And so we did just kick that off. We got the initial survey we had sent out to about 100 different businesses and organizations in Uinta County. We got some feedback from them and we'll continue on over the coming months. But I mean, that's one plug I'll make here is help us out, talk to us. We need that input from the public so that, again, we know where we want to be and that we're taking the right steps to get there.
Is there a survey, a place where people can go and fill out a survey or comment to you online?
Yeah, so we don't have a general survey that's open right now. We sent one out just to those targeted businesses. And then as we kind of move through the process, the economic development website, which is business.uinta.gov, that's where we'll have all this information. So when those surveys are ready for feedback, we'll have them on that website. Okay. And again, that's business.uinta.gov.
Okay. Micro grant program has been something that has been beneficial to a number of businesses. Tell us a little bit about the micro grant program.
Yeah, so this was just something that during 2024, we put together. This is also grant funded from a state economic development grant. So this is all just this county grant is now funded from the state. But the thought here was that we've got local businesses, we've got small businesses that are looking to expand or could potentially expand, but there's costs associated with that. So if we can chip in, if we can help and support those local businesses, that's what we're trying to do here. So this new grant program we just kicked off a couple months ago, it's a matching grant. So if you've got a business that is looking to expand their services in some way, the number of customers they can serve, the efficiency, products that they sell, but they need new equipment or they need to remodel a facility or they need new technology or software, all of those things that those costs that are going to be associated with growth, that's what this grant is designed to help with. So it's a 50-50 match. So this grant would cover half the cost of your project, up to $5,000. So if you have a piece of equipment you're looking to to purchase and you're approved for the grant, you could get $1,000 from this grant. If you have a $10,000 or more project, much bigger, maybe more equipment or a bigger remodel, something like that, you can get up to $5,000. So when you get into those larger numbers, may not be as impactful, but it's definitely going to be helpful to get up to $5,000 in this kind of support. And so this is one that I'm really excited about, something that's new that we weren't offering through the County Economic Development Office before, but we're hoping to just continue.
How many people have taken advantage of this grant so far?
So, like I said, it's fairly new, but we've awarded 10 different businesses.
Okay.
And the total of grant money is about $40,000.
Okay.
And again, each business is getting a different amount based on their project. So some have gotten the full $5,000, others have gotten less than $1,000. So it just depends on the project. But we've got about $40,000 worth of grant money supporting over $150,000 worth of overall private investment from these businesses.
Okay. And when does this grant expire and how much money is available?
So we've got this funding from the state. And so that grant that we've applied for at the county, that's an annual grant. So as long as we can keep getting approved for that, we'll keep trying to fund this local grant. And so right now the expiration date would be when we run out of funding. So right now, we still have funding. Applications are open. Again, you can apply for this if you've got your project ready at business.uinta.gov. That's where the application is. It's a really simple application. It's about a one-page application, and we have our process that we have to go through to score and approve these, of course. But yeah, we want to keep this open as long as we can. And even if we run out of money this year, again, we're going to keep trying to replenish that fund with state grants so that we can keep offering this to local businesses.
In the short time that we have remaining, Travis Campbell, let's talk about the library for just a minute. We have a new director that started in 2024. Also, the library has been a recipient of some grants, as I understand it.
Yeah, they're always doing more. They're always growing. They're always offering more. This in 2024, they had over 170,000 items, different books or resources, about 9,000 active patrons or cardholders. In 2024, they added about 700 mm-hmm. new cardholders to the library. They offer over 150 different programs throughout the year. Most of those, about 135, are kind of targeted towards children and young adults. So by going on their website, I mean, that's really the best way to see what they offer, because their calendar is always full with a variety of different programs and opportunities to go to the library and learn or grow in one way or another. But with their staff, and I think they typically have around 70 volunteers a year that come in and help administer these programs, they're always growing and doing wonderful, great things.
We're very fortunate to have a good library system, both in Uinta County and Duchesne County. Let's move to the conference center. Is it growing? Are we getting more and more events? It seems like the parking lot is always full.
Yeah,
Travis.
I think they did well over 300 events in 2024.
That's incredible.
And anticipating to probably do more in 2025.
Yeah, that's almost one a day.
Yeah, I mean that's some days they have a few a day depending on the size and everything, but that's over 60,000 guests in 2024 mm-hmm. that they brought in, and some of those events are the local more community events, if they're like a weekly chamber lunch, or we just had the Trees for Charity, which is just one of my favorite things to do each year,
or the upcoming Women's Day Out
is coming up in a couple weeks here. So whether it's those kind of locally driven events or the larger conferences that are whether they're state or regional groups coming into the Vernal area to bring visitors in, and that's coming from the Economic Development Office, that's great to see those
things
happening.
It has a substantial impact on our economic
well-being.
Millions
and millions each year. I mean, just Phenomicon alone, which is the biggest conference they have each year. I mean, that's several million dollars in less than a week. And so, yeah, the hotels, the restaurants, the local shopping that those conferences bring in for those visitors, it's huge, and it's definitely a wonderful resource that we have.
Let's quickly turn the page to Western Park across the street. We've had a renovation that was just completed. I think there was some grant money involved in that, was there not?
Yeah, they did get some grants for some of the renovations there, but the improvements to the ice rink, the outdoor theater, some of the sound system inside Western Park, they're always they're always going too. I mean, it's not just the conference center across the street, but Western Park is always busy as well. They do great things too.
And of course, our travel and tourism, Lisa Colthorpe and her staff, she's responsible for outside the Uinta Basin advertising. So if you're outside of the market and you see an advertisement for our area, the Uinta Basin, mm-hmm. that comes through her That's office.
Right. Yeah, you're not going to see it here, but it's the rest of the state and some of our neighboring states that are going to see what they put together.
And we have to advertise to increase our profile outside of the community. So local events, they're also responsible for many, including the Phenomicon.
Yeah, they do a lot, or they are involved in a lot of the events that you see here in town. But some of the notable ones that the County Tourism and Events Office puts on is Phenomicon, probably the biggest. 2024, they had over 1,300 visitors come into the.
These are all out of state or out of the area visitors that are buying hotel rooms, mm-hmm. that are buying lunch, buying gas, shopping at our local merchants.
And that's 1,300 people, 46 different states, 4 countries. And that's millions and millions, again, in economic impact, and is by far the biggest conference at the Conference Center since they started a few years ago. But the County Tourism Office also, they put on Dinosaur Days, which is the largest hot air balloon festival in Utah. That's bringing in thousands of participants, again, into Uinta County and to the downtown area, shopping in our businesses and just taking part in the festivities. They put on the annual Outlaw Trail Jamboree, which is the biggest OHV jamboree in Utah. So 700 plus visitors coming in to take part in that, and those group ATV rides. And since we're sitting in early January, they're getting ready for their Dinosaur Land Cornhole Tournament, which is a big cornhole tournament.
Yeah, that's something good to do in January. Yeah. There's not a lot to do in January, but that's one thing you can put on your calendar.
You can get inside and have a lot of fun. And they thousands of cornhole games going on that weekend.
Wanted to kind of wrap this up quickly. We're running out of time, but Buckskin Hills. Let's talk about the snow hill for just a minute. We've been kind of disappointing as far as the snowfall this year, right?
Yeah, they have the snowmakers, but it's tough with the temperatures are when they're cold at night. You can make the snow, but then when it gets in the 40s, you can't keep the snow.
So
things that are just out of the control of the tourism office. But yeah, that's something else. Buckskin Hills, that complex is really administered by the tourism office, and then with the help of the county roads department, who does all the maintenance on all the facilities there. And so yeah, the snow hill,
mountain biking. Let's talk about that. I mean, this summer we've had with the high school. Was that the high school races?
Yeah, those high school races over the track at Buckskin Hills, those bring in about 1,200 student athletes each race. And so that's 1,200 plus families all coming into town just for that weekend.
So times that by 3 or 4, right?
Yeah, all the hotels, all the restaurants, all the local shopping, something like that. That, again, sometimes it goes unnoticed what those impacts are for the rest.
You also have the drag strip, oval track, motocross.
Yeah, again, the snow hill, all those things over at the Buckskin Hills complex that we can't give enough credit to the tourism office, to Leisha and her team, and then Scott and his team at the roads department on all they do. Scott Hardman, yeah. And they'll always be very...
shy?
They're not going to brag about all that they do. But, I mean, the roads department, if we're going to talk about them, how much they do for Uinta County. I mean, the sheer number of roads they have to maintain, the debris they have to clear, the snow, the pothole. I mean, we live in Utah. There's going to be snow. There's going to be potholes. But
it's a pretty thankless job.
What they do and how well they do it, they definitely deserve more credit than we give them. But yeah, they all do great work and definitely deserve the credit.
Thank you for joining us. We're visiting with Travis Campbell. Travis is the Economic Development Director for Uinta County. He is also the Public Affairs Officer for Uinta County, and it's been a pleasure visiting with you about all the wonderful things that have happened in Uinta County in 2024 and some things that we have to look forward to in 2025. Thank you for joining us, Campbell, and this is News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVL. I'm Steve Evans. Thank you for joining us.